This is an IELTS Energy Podcast bonus episode. 1-3 key students' advice to get an 8.5 on the IELTS speaking exam.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's episode, meet Andresa, a fantastic 3 key student who just got an 8.5 in speaking, an 8 in reading, and a 7.5 on writing. Listen today to find out how. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a very special guest today, Andresa. Andresa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you.
So Andresa is a student in our course, and she just got her scores back, and they are amazing. So I thought we would have a little conversation today about how Andresa prepared for such amazing results. So let's talk about your scores. What did you get on the IELTS exam?
Sure. So I got 8.5 in speaking, 8 in reading, 7.5 in writing, and 7.5 in listening.
Oh my God, that's incredible. I think our listeners probably just like stopped listening when they heard 8.5 in speaking, because they're like, ha, what? And they didn't even hear the other scores because they're just like shocked. How did you do that? How did you get an 8.5 on the speaking exam?
I guess reading articles and listening to podcasts helped me to, you know, think in English. And I think it was very helpful for me that. And reading articles out loud helped me to kind of like pretend if I was explaining the article to someone else.
Yeah.
And I think it helped a lot with the pronunciation and intonation.
Yeah.
And I think it was really helpful for me on the speaking part.
Do you feel like the way you speak English, even just like now, just talking to me, do you feel like it's improved since before preparing for IELTS? Like the reading the articles out loud, do you feel like that helped you in your general English overall?
I believe so. And what I think it helps a lot also is the connectors and when you start sentences. I think it's clear for me now. Sometimes you don't know, or it's very different from your own language how to start. And
that's,
I think,
true.
Reading those articles, it helped me to, you know, I can start a sentence and engage a conversation, and I know how to start it. And I think it was helpful for me.
That's interesting. Yeah, because that is something that's really difficult for students to score highly in on the speaking exam, is the coherence part, the fluency and coherence. So the examiner listens for these transition phrases, these natural and high-level ways of combining your ideas and introducing a thought and ending a thought even.
Absolutely.
And if you don't do that, even if you are just fluent, you can just talk and talk and talk. If you don't have these transitions connecting your ideas, you cannot get above a 6 for fluency and coherence. So that's a really good point, actually. So where would you get these articles from?
Most likely New York Times and BBC.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
okay.
I used to use them.
And what kind of articles would you choose? Would it just be like stuff that you're interested in, or?
I read articles about science, technology, and opinion.
Okay.
The opinion one was really, really good. As I said, you know, so you can know how to express yourself and how you can argue. So it was good either for the writing as for the speaking, and I
And the reading.
I think it was really good. Exactly. Yeah, and the reading as well. Yeah. But to know how native speakers, they express themselves. The opinion section was really good.
So that's where the opinion section, sometimes called like the editorial section, perhaps.
I guess so. Yeah, there was like a link on New York Times opinion, and I used to click there, and there are like many topics, and
yeah,
sometimes they even like they debate some topics, and I found it amazing.
Oh, that's a really good idea, looking in the opinion section of these resources.
Exactly.
Because that's where you see the emotion and the passion of people.
Absolutely. And how they argument, and it's amazing.
Oh, that's so good. Okay. So you would choose interesting resources. Would you read them silently before you read them out loud?
Not actually. I think I started reading out loud.
Okay.
Because, yeah, for me, I like just listen to myself, you know, and then I record. And after this is good or this is not good, or how should I make, I really trying to, you know, make and improve my intonation and my pronunciation. And
yeah,
I think out loud.
That's so good. I tell, whenever we have power hours, or I do like one-on-one lessons online with students from our course, if they have problems with pronunciation and fluency, usually because they just don't speak English very often, right? They just don't make themselves talk. I always give them this exercise to choose an article. Could be a novel, could be a comic book, like anything, and read out loud every night for 5 to 10 minutes. And I've seen it work, and it worked for you, obviously, and I've seen it work for other students, because when you're doing this, guys, you are only practicing fluency and pronunciation. You're not worried about vocab. You're not, you know, freaking out about grammar mistakes. You're just isolating these skills that you need to improve. So that's such a good idea. And then, you would sort of improvise, right? You would like talk about your own reaction to the article also out loud.
So first, after reading out loud, I started trying to explain the article, what I've just read, as if I had someone in front of me, and I also recorded. So
great. That's so good. So it's this culture of thinking, guys. It's trying to seek out different perspectives on topics that you don't normally think about, you don't normally talk about, not in your first language, let alone in English, right? And getting these ideas in your head, but not just receiving the information, but trying to process it, trying to personalize it by analyzing it from your own point of view. Like, what do you think? What is your opinion about this? You know,
exactly.
What is this? Does this happen in your culture as well? Dig deeply into this topic, because guys, like, if you don't try and have a reaction about it, you're not really going to benefit from it that much. You're probably going to forget whatever you just read. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And as you said, I think it was on the reading part or the listening, I don't know. We have to be active learners. So
yeah.
It's totally true. So if you just receive, if you're passive, it's not going to help you, because we have everything in our head, but it doesn't mean that when you need, you're going to be able to use it. So
when
you produce something with what you learned, then is actually you're learning something, and you will be able to express yourself.
Yeah, that's the underlying methodology to everything I teach. Teach it, use it. Teach it, use it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do in the course too, where all these skills are isolated, that we just go step by step, slowly, right? Like, let's talk about sentence structure first. Let's talk only about that, and then I give you a practice exercise. And then we move on to vocab, right? It's just step by step. Hi guys, if you want to get into the 3 Keys IELTS course today and start preparing with our roadmap just like Andresa, please go to IELTSenglish.com/keys. That's IELTSenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so Andresa, what drew you to our course? Why did you choose 3 Keys IELTS to help you prepare?
I used to listen to the podcast for a while before. I wasn't even sure if I was going to take IELTS or another exam, but I just enjoyed so much. And you, was like, you were so fun, and it was I really enjoyed. So
awesome.
Yeah, that's how I found the course. And cool. I decided most likely because, one, I like the way you explain things, and I was interested to know how it worked. And second, because of the roadmap, I was really curious about, and I think it was a very positive thing about the course as well.
That's fantastic. You know what's so funny? Like, I feel like I spent, I don't know, you know, it takes a couple hours for me to develop a study plan, like the 30-day roadmap and the 60-day roadmap. Just because I've been teaching for so long, I know exactly the activities that you guys need to do to fill your time efficiently without too many hours to improve your overall English and to get the scores that you need on the test. So like preparing that, maybe a couple hours on my part, right?
Yeah.
But if you look at, you know, like one part of a module, it would take me like 5 or 6 hours. You know what I mean? And it's just, it's funny to me that this sort of, this extra idea that we added on towards the end of designing the course, this roadmap, this is what students go back to again and again as the most helpful part of the course.
It's
like just telling you, like, don't freak out. There's so much before you. There's so much to think about. Like, you don't have to think about that. Let us think about it. And we're going to tell you exactly what to do every day to improve your scores.
Exactly. Okay. It's dividing tasks and just following the plan, sticking to the plan.
Yeah. Excellent. and then of course, like still supplementing with your own ideas of this, this exploiting an article to improve your speaking, your reading, your writing.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the writing. So you got a 7.5 on the writing. What do you think helped you the most there?
First of all, I'm practicing a lot.
Yeah.
But I think for me, practicing more the brainstorming part was very crucial. And following the time frame, as you spend more time in brainstorming and planning your essay other than just start writing. For me, that was very helpful. And the sentences and the structure that you provide us, it was very helpful for me as well. Because even though if you want to change them, you know, you personalize it, but you already have the frame. You don't need to worry about it. Just, you know, fill them with your ideas and it's ready. You don't need to go crazy about it.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Like just thinking back to when I was still just, you know, an IELTS teacher in the classroom in an IELTS preparation school with five other teachers also teaching IELTS. I mean, the amount of time wasted about writing task two is still mind-boggling to me because teachers they get paid to fill hours, right? And so, like, they're teaching like five different essay outlines and like all these different options for how to organize an introduction and a body paragraph. And I'm just like, guy, it takes like one class because there's four paragraphs and you use these linking words and then the students fill in their ideas. Like it doesn't have to be so complicated.
I agree. I had the chance of talking to someone that also was a former examiner. And the difference is you teach us what to do and how to do. So it's so many things that we have to do, so we don't want to think about many things. Just tell us what to do, and you just need to have your ideas and put them there, and that was the difference for me.
That's fantastic. Okay, so Andresa, now that you got these amazing scores, how are you going to use them?
Well, I'm applying for the Canadian immigration, and hopefully with these scores, I will be invited for my permanent residence soon.
That's fantastic.
I know. So exciting.
That's so good. Well, I am so amazed and I'm constantly energized by how our course can help people just get over this IELTS hurdle. The idea to me that this one test is the only wall, the only, I should say door, because you can go through it, right? Like the only door between you and the life that you want to lead, this huge choice about what you're going to do in the future. The idea that this one test, that's it, is like standing in your way. I couldn't be more stoked to have helped you in any way to be able to achieve that. So,
and you really did. Yeah, I really thank you for that. And as you know, as I was just thinking before, the fact of having you talking to us, it feels like a private class instead of following a book. It's just having you saying, like, stay calm and we will see it later. Just don't worry about it now. Let's focus on that. It was really, really good. And
I think, when Lindsay and I designed the course, we really put in, we tried to make it as comforting as possible as well, you know, like these moments of zen at the end of each module, the anti-anxiety module, just like this constant encouragement, like you guys are working so hard, you know, just keep going, you can do it. And I honestly don't think that any other online course and few traditional in-class courses actually are gonna like have that sort of comfort factor.
Yeah, they are really, really helpful.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Andresa. It was so nice to talk to you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jessica, too.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. You all too. Right,
bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.